USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Biden administration is considering cutting off Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei Technologies from U.S. suppliers over national security concerns by tightening export controls targeting the firm. Should the administration move forward, it would mark the latest clash between the world's two largest economies. Washington policymakers are seeking to counter China's industrial policy they say threatens Western interests. Another officer has been relieved of duty in the wake of the Tyree Nichols deadly beating.
Memphis police say Preston Hemphill has been let go, although what role he played wasn't disclosed. Five other officers were fired and have been charged with second-degree murder for Nichols' death, but family attorney Ben Crump says it's not enough.
We have a lot of questions that have to be answered over this sixth officer as well as others.
Hemphill's attorney says he's cooperating with officials but wasn't present at the scene. Nichols is said to be laid to rest on Wednesday. I'm Jerry Varmash.
Ukrainian President Zelensky called for the West to speed up deliveries of weapons to Kyiv as Ukrainian forces battle to keep Russian troops from advancing. Russian forces have battled Ukrainian positions in the country's east in recent weeks, pushing for a breakthrough before tanks pledged to Kyiv's partners begin to arrive on the battlefield. The city of Detroit has $100 million in scholarships to be given out to people who want to learn new skills. Mayor Mike Duggan said last night the Learn to Earn scholarship program will pay people $10 an hour for as many as 20 hours a week to get their high school diploma, learn to read, and more.
Anybody who feels like you've been left behind, tonight is the night we're going to talk about scholarships for you.
The Detroit Scholarship Fairs will be held February 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 22nd. This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
SpaceX is hoping third time's a charm for its latest rocket launch.
SpaceX is hoping all goes well this morning as they once again attempt to launch a Falcon 9 rocket from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The original launch was supposed to take place Sunday. That got delayed till Monday, but now it's been pushed back till 8 this morning Pacific time. The payload, another set of 49 Starlink internet satellites that will be sent into low Earth orbit. I'm John Schaefer.
Two emperor tamarin monkeys were stolen from their habitat at the Dallas Zoo, the latest in a string of animal thefts at the zoo this month. An animal care team discovered that two monkeys were missing on Monday morning and alerted police. Trouble at the zoo began on January 13th when a clotted leopard named Nova escaped from an opening intentionally cut into her habitat. Nova was eventually found uninjured after a lengthy search. Former President Trump on Monday filed a lawsuit against journalist Bob Woodward for $49 million. Trump said that recordings of interviews the pair did were released without his permission. Woodward and lawsuit co-defendant publisher Simon & Schuster called Trump's suit without merit and vowed to aggressively defend against it. Gasoline prices are creeping back up and may soon average $4 a gallon after falling prices for much of the second half of 2022. The national average price of retail gasoline rose for a fifth straight week Sunday, according to data compiled by Gas Buddy, with higher oil prices and lower refinery utilization being driving factors. This is USA News.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.